This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, July 21st. God's word to you today is His Path. Our scripture reading is taken from John 4, verses 1 to 3, and it says, Jesus knew the Pharisees had heard that he was baptizing and making more disciples than John. Though Jesus himself didn't baptize, his disciples did. So he left Judea and returned to Galilee. Please read John 4, verses 1 to 42. It is our focus for the next few days, and we trust that God's ancient word will indeed impact our lives in Jesus' name. John the Beloved pinpoints Jesus' journey to us. He left Galilee and went to Cana, and from Cana, Jesus went to Judea. While there, he knew that the Pharisees had gotten wind of his activities there, and Jesus found his way back to Galilee. Please see the map of Israel at the back of the devotional for further reference. John gives us details only an eyewitness would know. Why do you think Jesus left Judea and returned to Galilee? As we read through God's word, we must ask questions and provoke deeper revelation. Jesus left Judea and returned to Galilee because, on one hand, it was not yet his time. Jesus knew that what he was doing would provoke a confrontation from the Pharisees, and they were a troublesome bunch. So he packed his bags and left before they showed up. What about all the souls that were being baptized? Was Jesus afraid? No, not at all. Jesus knew it was not yet his time. As the popular saying goes, he that fights and runs away lives to fight another day. While Jesus was a baby, his parents had to escape with Jesus to Egypt for a long time. It was not a weakness to hide until an appointed time. What is disgusting is when your appointed time has come and you're still hiding. You cannot still be hiding when heaven is waiting for you to show forth. However, it is important to note that there is a time to hide. My grandmother would say, the child's hand must first lay hold of the sword before it begins to inquire about who killed its father. Until then, the boy must run and hide. Otherwise, the people that killed his father will kill him too. There is a time to run and there is a time to fight. John 4 verse 4 says, he had to go through Samaria on the way. What usually happens is, Jews from everywhere must go to Jerusalem in Judea for worship. When Jews living in other places travel to Jerusalem, they go through Samaria to Judea. However, journeying back to Galilee after worship and getting purified, Jesus would not want to have anything to do with Samaria after visiting their God. So they would take a longer route towards Decapolis and across the Jordan to Galilee just to boycott Samaria. But the Bible says Jesus had to go through Samaria. Why? It is because there was a divine appointment with a Samaritan woman. God wanted to reach a woman, and he threw away all the protocols and traditional rites of journeying and went straight. God is not a respecter of persons. God can do anything to teach you. God can break any rule to get to you. From Jesus, we learned that the direction of God is more important than the direction of tradition. To go in the direction of God is more important than going in the direction of your family. What is God's direction for you? Your family may not agree, but that is God's direction for you. Do it even if it means going through Samaria. Let us pray. Father, help me always discern God's direction and follow it. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.